This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The search for victims of the Miami area building collapse has changed from a search and rescue mission to a recovery effort. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Ray Jadala had to tell victims' families.
The transition from search and rescue to search and recovery. You know, especially knowing that we have numerous victims that are still trapped in the rubble.
On WPLG, he says the way the condo tower pancaked didn't leave the big voids they were hoping for, and victims they had found showed no signs of surviving the violent collapse. And
we did not get an alert on a canine, a sensor trip for sound, and any visual utilizing our cameras.
Chief Alan Kaminsky says rescuers are sad, but still dedicated to handing over remains to families.
And we'll continue moving forward to try to locate everyone's loved ones.
There was a moment of silence at the site where journalists were allowed to join clergy and first responders in prayer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Haiti's communications secretary says police have arrested the presumed assassins of President Jovenel Moïse. France Exantis did not provide further details about Wednesday's slaying of Moïse and the wounding of his wife, or say how many suspects had been arrested. The killing is sure to bring more chaos to the unstable Caribbean country already beset by gang violence, soaring inflation, and protests by opposition supporters who accused Moïse of increasing authoritarianism. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said the police and military were in control of security. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti has a history of dictatorship.